The installation of a new 18-hole disc golf course in the Sunningdale area is closer to happening, as City Council has agreed to pursue an agreement with the neighborhood association. During its May 23 regular meeting, Council voted unanimously to approve the licensing and construction agreement with the Sunningdale VLA Community Association Inc. for the construction, use, operation and maintenance of a disc golf venue in Sunningdale Nature Park near the school. This agreement occurred after the association pitched the project during the April 10 Executive Committee meeting. City administration has worked closely over the past month with the association to develop a licensing and construction agreement that will meet the needs of both parties while creating new and exciting recreational opportunities, a council report explained. The association is responsible for all capital construction and programming costs and for installing the course and signage for roughly $12,000. Council comments. Coun. Crystal Frost pointed out that Waccamaw Valley has an 18-hole disc golf course that's popular, while the Community Disc Golf Club has over 250 members on its Facebook page. She's seen people play in the winter, which indicates just how hardcore the sport is. She wondered what would happen to the association's money if it dissolved. Since City Hall is the group's main funding source, all its assets would return to municipal coffers if it folded, said Derek Blaise, director of Parks and Recreation. He added that the group hopes to have the course operational this summer. Agreement highlights. The five-year agreement starts June 1 and renews automatically thereafter unless either party amends or terminates it. The association can make, at its own expense, alterations, additions or improvements to the course for construction, although it must submit a detailed proposal for review to City Hall, and receive approval, before commencing any work, the report said. The group must provide the city with a detailed layout of the course, including locations of tee boxes and basket locations, while ensuring tee boxes and baskets are a minimum of 3 meters and 6 meters away, respectively, from pathways. Furthermore, it must provide a detailed plan for course signage, including liability and warning signs, maps, rules and hole signs at each tee box, the report said. It must also give detailed installation plans for signs, tee boxes and baskets and ensure landscape fabric and granular materials are installed to limit weed growth and trimming needs. The association will be responsible for all expenses for construction, operation, management and course repair, including any future capital renewal projects, while it can retain any program revenue to offset the cost of running community programs for residents. City Hall must provide written consent before the association can install any advertising signs or displays, while the group can retain any revenue from ads or sponsorships as long as it uses the funds to improve the course or for other community projects and programs, the report said. The association must pay the municipality all expenses the latter incurs to remove any property from the course after the termination of the agreement. Moreover, it must incorporate, and remain incorporated, under the Nonprofit Corporations Act of Saskatchewan during the agreement's length and provide City Hall with a copy of its Saskatchewan Corporate Registry Profile Report within 30 days of receipt from the corporation's branch. Also, the association must maintain an insurance policy of $5 million. Some of the municipality's responsibilities are to provide garbage receptacles throughout the course, maintain the lands and adjacent pathways, remove snow, collect garbage, trim trees and cut the grass monthly, coordinate a grand opening ceremony for the public and media, assist with marketing and promotion using city communication and promotional platforms, and distribute discs for complimentary community use. The report added that either party may terminate the agreement by providing 90 days' notice. The next regular council meeting is Monday, June 12.